I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, running toward a more promising future by running. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I think I'll just let my promising future come to me.
Okay, well, that's fair, too. Now, I know you had Butler and VCU in your brackets for the Final Four, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm here doing this and not out of my yacht. Of course it's wonderful. Of course it's a great thing. What's even better is one of these teams is going to get to play Monday night for the championship.
And what about the women's side?
It's interesting that neither a one nor two seed has made it to the men's Final Four. The women's Final Four is nothing but ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery guest is Texas A&M, who beat Baylor in their regional final, but push comes to shove, Connecticut's just better than everybody.
Charlie, the baseball season is underway. I think probably you noticed that. Any reason to believe that the Mets are thoroughly prepared?
I love their new T-shirts. The fan T-shirts with the word Madoff written in the Mets script is my favorite new ballpark googa. You know, buy a Mets ticket, buy one of these T-shirts, and guarantee you'll be ejected by the third inning.
Lou Gorman, general manager of the Boston Red Sox from 1984 to 1993, died yesterday. How will you be remembering Mr. Gorman?
Well, as an avuncular soul and not a bad baseball guy, three of his teams went to the playoffs in the 10 years he ran the Red Sox, but he was always a pleasure to be around.
The Barry Bonds perjury trial just concluded its second week. I was surprised to learn that ESPN's Mark Fainaruwata and others had been tweeting about the proceedings from the courtroom. OMG, did you know this practice was even allowed? LOL.
LOL, what happened to the case? Basically, Arthur Ting, Barry Bonds' personal orthopedic surgeon, apparently walked his grand jury testimony back over its own feet and blew a big hole, he said, mixing metaphors, in the prosecution's case in this most important scandal in the history of all that there is scandalous.
Did it matter, Charlie, that LeBron James registered a triple-double against his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, since on Tuesday night it was the Cavaliers that won that game?
No, actually, the Cavaliers were 23 points ahead, blew the lead, and won anyway. The biggest event of that evening was LeBron James failing to come out for his introductions.
John Junker, who used to be the man in charge of college football's Fiesta Bowl, no longer holds that position. A Fiesta Bowl committee report alleges that Junker took lots of money and did many illegal things with it. Gee whiz, he didn't do something really bad, like give some to the players, did
he? No, he didn't, but John Junker was a junket king. The Junker junkets were quite an amazing thing, including September 12, 2008, where he was taking some folks to a local high-end ecclesiastical parlor in Phoenix and ran up a $1,200 tab. That's a lot of $1 bills.
Meanwhile, a former assistant coach at the University of Kansas has been sentenced to prison for running a multimillion-dollar ticket scalping scheme there, and a report this week maintains that back in 2007, a Texas A&M football coach was told that he could have a recruit for $80,000. That was the going rate at that point. Why is all of this surfacing now?
Because this is going to happen every year now during the Final Four because of the enormous percentage of the NCAA's operating budget comes from the basketball tournament. Every year you're going to see a spate of these stories when people come to realize that college sports is essentially the perfect example of a functioning underground economy.
It is not unusual for pro athletes to make large donations to good causes, but golfer Ryo Ishikawa's announcement this week stands out even in that context, don't you think?
He's going to give every dime he makes to the earthquake victims in Japan, and I know which way I'm rooting in every major.
Sidney Crosby joined his Penguins teammates for Thursday's morning skate. He has been out, of course, since January 5th with a concussion. Yet Pittsburgh comfortably remains in the playoff hunt. Based on the nature of his injury and the team's success without him, you think we're going to see him back this year?
I hope not. It looks like they're trying to get him on track to appear sometime during the playoffs. I hope he does take the rest of the year off.
We have discussed many times the imaginative promotions run by minor league baseball teams, and some of them have been terrific. But what do you make of the latest one run by the Akron Arrows? Because I think they're trying to kill their fans.
Don't we have once a year, isn't this becoming a baseball tradition, where we have the incredibly gluttonous option at the concession stand? Witness, my friend, in Akron, the Screamer, a 5-pound ice cream sundae. I think they have to use a real batting helmet.
It's a bat that's served in a batting helmet. Absolutely. What is it, 28 scoops of ice cream or something like that?
It is 21 scoops of ice cream, 4 bananas covered with hot fudge sauce, whipped cream, and sprinkles, served in a full-size batting helmet.
There you go.
Once you get them in the park, you fatten them up, and they can never leave.
I can't get out the door.
I can't get out of my chair. I'll stay for the whole series.
And finally, if you're connected to a pro basketball team, say you're the co-owner or minority partner of one, you're not supposed to contact college players who are not yet draft eligible. But what if you're also a famous and wealthy entertainer who just wants to, you know, celebrate with a winner?
Well, I'm sure that this all happened while Coach Cal was out at Vespers, and he would not notice it, as he has not noticed the things going on in his programs at both Memphis and UMass. But Jay-Z was in the Kentucky locker room after they beat North Carolina. The people who are really agitated about it are the people at the NBA who see this as some sort of, you know, temptation for Jay-Z to, like, I don't know, draft the entire Kentucky lineup or something.
Was there any evidence that any of the Kentucky players, as soon as Jay-Z appeared, shouted, "No, no, I don't want to be a Net.
I must run away from this famous person, or the NCAA will be angry at me."
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America and various other books. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.